Ephesians is the book of the calling of believers. It has been called Paul's third heaven epistle, for in it he soars from the depths of ruin to the heights of redemption. It has been called the Alps of the New Testament and the profoundest of Paul's epistles. It's also been referred to as the church epistle and Paul's most labored epistle. Let's ask and answer those five basic questions concerning this book. The first question is, who is the author? Twice, the author of the epistle identifies himself as Paul in chapter 1, verse 1, and in chapter 3, verse 1. Tradition is unanimous that Paul wrote Ephesians. Second question, who were the recipients? There is no doubt that Paul was in prison when he wrote Ephesians. That's obvious from some of the references he makes in the epistle itself. Four of Paul's epistles refer to his imprisonment: Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. At least three of the four were no doubt dispatched at the same time, namely Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. Thus, these four epistles are commonly referred to as the prison epistles. The problem is that Paul was in and out of prison many times. So during which imprisonment did he pen Ephesians? The prevailing view is that all four of these prison epistles were written from Rome during Paul's two-year imprisonment in Rome, as recorded in Acts chapter 28. The support for this view is compelling. Paul says the gospel was spread to the whole Praetorian Guard in Philippians chapter 1. And the saints in Caesar's household greet you, Philippians chapter 4. Furthermore, he anticipates that his case would soon be settled, resulting in his release of Philippians chapter 1. Onesimus would have been more likely to have gone to a city like Rome, where he could drop out of sight as a runaway slave. That would be like someone fleeing today to Los Angeles or Chicago or New York. Assuming then that Paul wrote from Rome, the date for Ephesians is 61 AD. Ephesians 1:1 says that Paul wrote to the saints in Ephesus. The two words in Ephesus are not in some Greek manuscripts. If that is true, then this is a more general epistle than it is directed toward a particular church. All the manuscripts, however, with the exception of two or three, have those words. The vast, vast majority of the extant manuscripts on Ephesians contain the words in Ephesus. The early church believed that it was written to Ephesus. Furthermore, the general view is inconsistent with the content. The words in Ephesus, in my opinion, are genuine, and therefore Ephesians was written to the church in Ephesus as well as to all believers everywhere. The third question we need to ask and answer is, what is the subject of Ephesians? Well, the subject of Ephesians is the calling of believers. That's clear by looking at verses like Ephesians 1:18, but particularly chapter 4, verse 1, where Paul exhorts them to walk worthy of the calling wherewith they are called. So let's address the next question. What's the structure of the book? How does Paul take the subject of the calling of believers and develop it in his epistle? Ephesians is in the format of an ancient letter. But in this case, that's tricky. He begins with a thanksgiving and a prayer. In the midst of the prayer, he develops several other themes. Then he prays again in chapter 3, verse 1. And again, he wanders off to another subject. Finally, to come back and pray a second time, which is in the latter part of Ephesians chapter 3. No wonder this has been called Paul's most labored epistle. Beyond that, the body of the book is divided into two parts: doctrine and duty, wealth and walk, calling and conduct. So, let's just take a big picture view of Ephesians. It is in the form of a letter, so it has a salutation, a thanksgiving, and a prayer. It concludes with greetings and a benediction. But let's focus on the body of the book. The body of the book, as I said just a moment ago, can be divided into two parts. I'd call the first part the calling of the church. It begins in chapter 2, verse 1, and goes to the end of chapter 3. The second part of the book is the conduct of the church. It starts in chapter 4, verse 1, and goes to chapter 6, verse 20. In this portion of the epistle, Paul exhorts them to walk in unity, to walk in righteousness, to walk in love, to walk in light, to walk in wisdom, to walk in submission, and to walk in strength, standing with the armor of God on. So, the subject is the calling of God, and that's developed in chapters 2 and 3, and the second part of the epistle is the conduct that flows out of that calling. The final question we need to address is, what are the purposes of Ephesians? The major purpose of Ephesians is to enlighten believers concerning their calling so that they would walk worthy of it. Paul begins by blessing the Trinity for salvation. Believers are chosen by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and sealed by the Holy Spirit. After the blessing, Paul prays that they would be enlightened so that they would know the hope of their calling. That's a critical verse. It's in chapter 1, verse 18. Obviously, then, Paul prays and writes to enlighten believers concerning their calling. They are called to fellowship with God and the church, which is a mystery, but is now being revealed. He also exhorts them to walk worthy of their calling to the church. A minor purpose of Ephesians is to encourage the recipients not to lose heart. No doubt Paul's imprisonment discouraged many believers. Thus he is saying, don't feel sorry for me or be discouraged by what has happened to me. God has especially blessed me in revealing to me the mystery of the church. To sum it all up, Paul wrote to the Ephesians to enlighten them concerning their calling in the church, to exhort them to walk worthy of it, and to encourage them not to lose heart. The spiritual lesson for us is that believers should walk worthy of their high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Remember, Ephesians is the book of the calling of believers.